It's the Midnight Radio Network. Eric Harley, Gary McNamara, retired senior trooper, Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol. That must mean...
Wait a minute. It's the first Monday.
It is. It is Ask the Law. And welcome. Gary, how are you?
I'm in. I made it, so I'm here.
You're here. Your car broke down. Alternator.
Over the weekend. And I'll have a little experience to tell you about how the fact that can't get a taxi. Can't get a taxi. Even if you reserve it 24 hours in advance, it does. Even if you confirm it again an hour and a half before. I was sitting there. You know why I'm here today?
Yeah.
Independent Bob.
Independent Bob!
Independent Bob. Because the I could not get a taxi to take me into work.
Did you tell them who you were? Because you might not want to do that first.
No, I didn't.
Got a lot of liberal taxi drivers out there.
They're capitalists.
What?
They're capitalists.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently not capitalists.
Well, no, they're not, because they're not making any money. They're probably reliant on the government for everything.
I even said, I didn't even ask for one of the natural gas taxis.
Yeah,
I didn't say, look, I need a green taxi
A smart car. I'm sorry, the driver and the passenger can't both fit in the smart car.
I even said, I'll give you a huge tip. And this is after they said, they actually told me we can't get anybody to answer. That's what they were told. I made my reservation 24
they're
hours ago.
They're all drinking. And it happened on Saturday. How late in the day was it on Saturday when your car broke down?
Earlier. I mean, it was before. The thing is, you can't rent vehicles. After noon, you can't
rent
a vehicle.
But you know what? I have connections. You need to call me if there's seriously, even where you are, I have connections in the automotive repair industry. I do. I have serious connections. It just hit me when you hit the air. I just thought to myself, oh, my gosh.
Well, the thing is...
We could have handled it.
The thing is, I was going to...
Of course, I wasn't home yet, but I still could have made a call.
Well, one of the dealerships is like 5 miles away, so you figure... Yeah. Just throw it there, get it done, one thing you find out though, they don't have alternators in stock anymore. Nothing's
right,
in stock.
Right.
They have to order everything.
And on a dealership, it's going to take you a couple days to get that. In my connection, you might, maybe, and I'm not promising anything, you may have gotten it that day. I don't know.
The company that advertised will deliver the car for you, they wouldn't do that either?
You mean...
The rental company?
Yeah. They're not open on weekends.
They're not?
Like till noon on Saturday.
Really?
Then they're not open Sunday or anything, no. Unless you go to the airport,
so,
which is, 35 miles from me. But, that's why I said, if it's only going to be a day, take a taxi and forget about it. It's going to be a hassle because then...
You know who you should rent from? Southwest Airlines, they have moonroofs. Oops.
So, yeah, there was my predicament. I figured taxi would just be easier. Just take me in, take me back, no problem.
Right, right. It's a taxi ride. You know what they do? They carry people from one place to another. It's funny that how sometimes they won't pick up the phone to carry one guy from one place to another.
Yeah.
That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'll make it worth your while to pick me up and take me.
Now, we know we've got cab drivers listening this morning. We know we've got cab drivers listening this morning. You guys, back us up here. Back us up. We know that you guys are willing to do this. This was probably just one of these really bad companies that we're going to name on the air coming up in just a few minutes. So stand by for that.
I'm not going to name that because I'm thinking.
I am, though. I told you I'd do it.
No, do not do, because the dispatcher, at least, I could tell she was really trying hard.
Be happy
hard.
To do it for you.
She was trying really, really hard. I will give people the break, even though it would have destroyed my career to miss a show.
Yeah.
I have never missed a show.
Yeah. I would have came and got you. I never leave a man behind. I know that's a military thing, but it's the closest thing.
You may have to take me home.
Yeah. Well, I'd be more than happy to do that.
It was a round trip, and I haven't canceled the trip going back.
I have a fear of bridges, though, so I'm going to have to drop you off early. Sorry. It's just one of these things. Well, here we are. I'm still punch drunk from the big, long trip. And yes, we did have punch, and let me tell you what was in it. No, we were at the Mid-America Trucking Show. I want to remind you that today is Monday, April 4th, 2011. April 4th. My mom's birthday is coming up this weekend. I cannot believe we are already past the Mid-America Show, Trooper Dial. It's unbelievable. And what a great show it was. Monday, April 4th, 2011. And we want to thank Old Blue USA for making Ask the Law possible, because we're going to talk about some stuff. And Trooper Dial is here, Senior Trooper Monty Dial, retired of the Texas Highway Patrol, to answer your questions. Drivers, if you want to get on board, 800-288-9227, please do. If you've got a question about hours of service, any regulatory item, CSA, there's something coming up, maybe maybe something happened to you recently, you were stopped and you're wondering if this is going to affect your CSA, please call us at 800-288-9227. It's a free call, and Trooper Dial will spend some quality time with you getting your answers, and we want to let you know that the information and answers to questions are up to date at this time, can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. AskTheLaw.org is the website. Go there, click that big red button that says email, Ask the Law, and get your questions submitted any time. And wow, there were plenty of questions out there. You know what I noticed? I talked to several carriers, and here's what was going on. Carriers were recruiting, and it was crazy. And it was exactly as you predicted. And I can't remember last week if you predicted this on or off the air, but you did say it. And you said, you know, this is pretty much going to be, I think you predicted this will be a matching game, real intense kind of recruiting mid-America, where you're going to have good drivers and carriers, you know, trying to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we saw. Plenty of recruiters. It was just absolutely nuts. Couple of things. My friend Sean Kilcar stopped over at Mercer Transportation, and I talked with my friends Johanna and some other folks there at Mercer. They're based in Louisville, and they were talking about when Sean Kilcar at Fleet Owner did the story online at FleetOwner.com last week. He wrote about how they were doing record numbers in the last few weeks there at Mercer. Record numbers. And we had heard this, and I talked about this last week. We had heard that last March as well. We heard this big February, rebound, because February was a winter weather month and not a lot of deliveries being made. So March became this huge February rebound in 2010. Well, we still don't know. Still too early to say if this is a rebound or not. What was interesting is Robert Reich, former labor secretary under President Clinton, devout liberal, wrote a piece that I read just a little while ago about the economy, and he believes that while it may not be a double dip, we're definitely going to see the economy slow. And he says, and he reminded us that in February of 2010 we saw employment numbers growing back then too. So that's exactly what we saw. We saw these employment numbers growing in February. We're seeing trucking rebounding like it seemed to be in March of 2010. The question is, how long can it go? So I guess only time will tell. We'll have to get some time under our belt to see if this is a February rebound and what's going on here. I think that with hours of service, I think everybody was just way too frustrated, really, with the hours of service proposal to make any comment before it came to a rule. I got the sense that most were reserving their comments until we find out if this is going to be, if this version, the proposal, will become the version that is the final rule.
I think that mainly, every drivers right now are getting comfortable with the rules that were first put in place in 2004. There was one major change in 2005, but since then, drivers are getting comfortable with it. Statistics are showing that the crashes per million miles are at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think everybody is afraid to look at what will happen if changes are made. So I think they're kind of just right now, they're playing their cards close to the vest.
Yeah.
Waiting to see what's going to happen,
right,
and who's going to do what.
Right. I saw some a couple of carriers, and I won't name any names there. But we are going to name the taxi company name. Just remind you, that's coming up in just a few minutes. We talked to these carriers, and one carrier specifically told me that they looked at CSA, and they were basically shooting holes, the concerns they saw in it. And I said, okay, but you've been told that CSA is almost like a work in progress. And I hate to say work in progress, because those weren't the words, but basically we were being told by the federal government that it is, things will be adjusted as we go along. And their response to that was, it still has too many holes. Here is a driver here. Here's what we're hearing about a driver here. Something that is showing up on a CSA, and a driver was actually in a sleeper. And I said, wow, that's, it's really tough to believe. And so, again, my question is how much of this information is misinformation? How much of it is being... you and I have been here doing this program, Ask the Law, for many years now, and there was a lot of misinformation before we ever got to the 2004 rule change. And there was a lot of these, you know, the drivers would say one thing, and you know how it goes. It's the old game. I say one thing, and by the time it gets around the entire room, it's changed dramatically what that version is. So I wonder how many incidents are being told, these little anecdotes are being told of I did this, and it showed up here, and I did this, and it showed up here, and then by the time that story gets to their supervisor or maybe, you know, someone else in the company, it's completely distorted.
Well, one of the things, and this is something that I encouraged motor carriers every time that I went in and did a compliance review, and it was under the old system, and it was called the Motor Carrier Management Information System. We nicknamed it MCMIS.
Mm-hmm.
And MCMIS took roadside inspections. Every roadside inspection that had been done on that motor carrier, it went into the FMCSA database. Motor carriers could get that report. Very few of the motor carriers ever got it.
Hmm.
I would take one in because they would always make that part of my compliance review packet when I went
in. Right.
And I would show it to them and say, have you ever seen this?
Hmm.
And they look at you with that deer in the headlight look.
Like, no, I got nothing. Yeah.
And so, you know, we encouraged them to get it because every roadside inspection for the past 2 years showed up on that.
Right.
Very few motor carriers ever did. Well, now then, under CSA, that data is available, and we're seeing more and more and more carriers access it.
Mm.
The problem is the motor carrier doesn't know how to go through the data queue process to challenge a erroneous or bad information that is posted on there.
Right.
And they're kind of afraid to try it to get something changed.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things that we encouraged them, and we had the data queues, like I say, back when I was working.
Right.
And told them, said, you know, if you find an accident report that is on your MCMIS report and that accident does not involve one of your trucks, then you need to take and do a data queue on it. Just like if there's an inspection on there that doesn't belong to you, you've got to do a data queue.
And this is something I think there's a real need for, again, more communication in this industry to kind of advise a lot of these carriers. And obviously, you brought up just one point here. And I just think that there is, I don't know whether the private sector handles this. I don't think the federal government is efficient enough. Otherwise, they would already know. They would already have this information. But it just seems like there needs to be a greater flow of information, and I don't know where we fall short on that. Stand by. We've got more of the Ask the Law in just a minute. If you want to get on board at 800-288-9227, now's the time to get in. We'll start taking your calls. Hours of service, you got a question there. If you have a question about CSA, please get on board at 800-288-9227. Trooper Dial is here. Gary is here. Thank goodness Gary is here. I'm here by the miracle of taxi. Gary is here. No, by the miracle of Independent Bob.
Independent Bob got
me. He is here, and we want to take your questions and discuss this very important information. It is Ask the Law
on the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law, 800-288-9227. I'm Gary McNamara, along with Eric Hartley.
Retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol is here, courtesy of Old Blue USA. All the information is up to date. As of today, Monday, April 4, 2011, can change without notice. Comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial consider to be opinions only. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk more about CSA, hours of service, and take your calls at 800-288-9227. Drivers, something happened. happened to you recently. Maybe you got pulled over. You think maybe this is going to affect your CSA, or you're wondering if it's going to affect your CSA, please call us at 800-288-9227. We'll see if we can square that out for you. And we'll talk more about the Mid-America Trucking Show that wrapped up on Saturday. A huge showing. It was very crowded there. Very crowded. And I think drivers are both looking for jobs. And also, there was plenty of products there as well. So more with Trooper Dial and Ask the Law in just a moment.
On the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law, 800-288-9227, with retired senior trooper Monty Dial. I'm Gary McNamara, along with Eric Harley.
It's courtesy of Old Blue USA. All the information and answers to questions are up to date as of today, Monday, April 4th, 2011. Can change without notice, and any comments made by anyone other than senior trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol are considered to be opinions only. By the way, I need to throw in that he's retired. You are retired. You are doing a little bit of traveling these days, actually.
Yes.
You know, you're kind of getting that in. That's good. I'm proud of you. Taking a break every once in a while. You've deserved it. Okay, here's what happened. The NTSB chairman, Ms. Hersman, actually hitchhiked to the Mid-America show. Now, maybe I have some facts wrong. Was she hitchhiking, or did she just prearrange some rides with truck drivers along the way? Which was it?
I think Ellen Voy with Women in Trucking ended up making some arrangements, and I think she had she rode with four truckers, starting out in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And then through coordination with Ellen Voy, she ended up riding with three women truck drivers and one male truck driver.
Yeah.
And I think it was over a couple of days down to Louisville.
Yeah. I didn't hear much about that there at the show, but I didn't see Ellen. And normally we do at least talk to each other while we're there for a few minutes, so I'll have to get caught up and see how all of that went. I did see a local story, though, that Ms. Hersman was featured in. They got a soundbite from her. One of the it may have been WHAS-TV there in Louisville. One of the local stations did a story and talked to her as the NTSB chairman about some of the accidents that had gone on in that area, because, you know, it was a year anniversary of that.
Right, right.
Horrific death of 11 family members and the driver, that were killed, and that was during, again, it was on I-65 just down the road from Louisville during the Mid-America show in 2010, and it was just, I mean, you talk about heartbreak, that was this cloud hanging over the 2010 Mid-America show, and so they were talking about that locally, because it still has had an impact there, very, very sad situation, but they have had other recent multiple deaths in that area, and they're just trying to figure out what's going on. A couple of them were bad. One of them was a big rig, and it looked like they said it hit another car from behind, but it looked like it actually kind of rolled over the back of the car. The other car was very, very small, so they were just kind of basically going over the safety stats and how this was, these stories were obviously the top of the headlines there locally. But the reporter came back, and credit to this reporter, I didn't get his name, but came back and said, for what it's worth, the traffic-related fatalities in trucking have dropped.
Yes.
And so we do know that the trucking industry is getting better, despite the stories that we see here that show that, we've had some horrific accidents here. So I do credit him for that. And there are some recent numbers that you and I were talking about before the show that show these truck-related fatalities are getting even lower.
Yes, I think there was the last report that I read is for 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were down another 9%.
Yeah, and that is terrific. It's,
yes,
awesome. You know, we'd like to keep moving in that direction. It's just I think that if we look at what's going on, if you this is my opinion only, but if you look at the situation with what's going on and these traffic related fatalities and realize that not only is the trucking industry comfortable with the current hours of service that's in place, but it's effective.
Oh, yes.
That it is a you know, it's a dangerous idea to go changing it once again.
No doubt.
And, you know, I talked with Lyndon Finney, the editor of The Trucker, saw him on Friday morning. We had just a couple of minutes, literally, to visit. You know, he's the one that said, in fact, he wrote an article in The Trucker and said, if you just, you know, if you don't like this new hours of service proposal, wait till it becomes a rule and it will change again because somebody else is going to challenge it. Then we heard the ATA came back at the Truckload Carriers Association meeting in San Diego, and Lyndon was there, sitting right there, and representative said, we'll just sue them. And we've never heard that type of heat come out of the ATA. They're usually very calculated, that seemed to be an off-the-cuff remark. However, they have not toned any of that talk down.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about them backing down.
Right.
I think they're preparing to move forward with litigation, so we'll have to wait and see.
Sure, we will. And again, you know, only time will tell how this all is going to play out. We don't even know what the final rule looks like yet. So,
no.
And I think that's what everybody was really kind of reserving comment there at MidAmerica, saying, okay, you know, there's it's possible it could change, so we'll just wait until the final rule comes out. Let's go to the phones before we go to a break at 800-288-9227.
Let's talk to Robert in Missouri. Robert, hi, you're on the Midnight Radio Network. You're on Ask the Law. Hi.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, welcome.
I got a question on the scoring on the on that safe stat, which is a CFA 2010 now, and you go to the SMS, I believe it's called, when you click on that, and then it brings up your amount of service or your log violations, and also if you get speeding on your inspections. I've been waiting for like 2 months to get one of my driver's violations. He had two out of services 2 years ago, which came off March the 25th, just about a week or so ago, which dropped that score way down. But then on the other unsafe driving, when that one came off, it raised the other score up, and I don't understand why it's doing that.
Okay, first off, Robert, have you actually gone in? When you go in and I'm assuming you're the motor carrier?
Yes.
Okay, what you need to do is there is a way that you can sign in. You'll have to contact FMCSA and get a username and a password.
Yeah, I've done all that.
Once you do that, you can go in and actually look up and see all of the data that is in your carrier profile, the SMS. And what it does is, actually FMCSA does not issue a score. What they will do is they will rank you based upon other motor carriers that are the same size as you.
Yeah.
They're broken into five peer groups. So you will be compared, let's just assume that you're in peer group one. You will be compared against all the other motor carriers that are in peer group one.
Yeah.
And what they will do is you will receive a ranking. It's not an actual score. It's a ranking. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that you are not ranked higher than 75%.
Well, that's my question, because when the there's unsafe driving,
okay,
as logbook, I believe.
All right.
No. Logbook is fatigue driving.
Right. Log is fatigue. Unsafe driving, that's going to be like your speeding, lane changes, and things of that nature.
All right. March 25th on the unfit driving, I had my nephew working for me, which was a mistake. He had two out of service violations. They came off March 25th, which dropped that dial. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Dropped it from a pretty high mark down to 45.
Okay. That's good.
But then on the unsafe driving, which it raised that one up like 3 points, and nothing else changed. There was no more inspections, and I don't feel like that's a fair way to score it. If why would it make the other one raise up when you're losing a really bad one like that, and you don't get any new ones?
That a lot of that has to do with
would it be the percentage of the inspection?
Well, see here again, what you've got to do is you've got to realize that ranking, if if you lost one of your drivers, and like you said, you got rid of him, you took care of the problem yourself.
Yeah.
After March the 25th, some of the violations that were noted on inspections came off.
Right.
It dropped your score, but then another area increased. Well, what you've got to do is you've got to go back and realize maybe 30, 40, 50 of these other motor carriers that are in this same peer group, maybe their violations dropped off as a result of theirs dropping off. Now yours increased based upon what you currently have on there. Not because you've added extra ones, but because of the fact that theirs dropped, yours now rose some a few points.
Yeah, I figured that was the reason, but it just doesn't seem, you know, when you wait to get a bad one off of there, and then when it comes off, it raises another one up that's...
Well, but here again, I think, Robert, what you've got to understand is the percentage, you know, the ranking that you get, you know, and I try to refrain from using a score, but I don't have anything else better to call it. But it's a ranking, and it's based upon a percentage. And you are compared against other motor carriers in your peer group. So what you have to realize is you do the best you can, but at the same time, you're at the mercy of the algorithms, the mechanical massaging that FMCSA does. And if you have other motor carriers in your peer group that they have a bunch of violations that drop off, or they have one or two violations that drop off, their scores go down. Now then, it affects everyone that is in that peer group.
Yeah, and unfortunately we're out of time for this segment here, Robert. And by the way, if you have any further questions, we do want you to go to the website askthelaw.org. You can do that anytime and click on that big red button that says email Ask the Law. We're back in just a moment. I want to expand on some of that in just a few minutes because it makes a lot of sense, and we will spend some more time with it. So Robert and others, stand by. And if you want to get on board, do it now. 800-288-9222. 227. It's Ask the Law
on the Midnight Radio Network. It's Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law. 800-288-9227. He's Eric Carney. I'm Gary McNamara, retired senior trooper. Monty Dial. Drivers will answer more of your questions coming up following the top of the hour.
Yeah, we'll expand on this ranking situation, which makes a lot of sense. We'll spend some more time with that coming up in the next hour. It's the Midnight Radio Network.
800-288-9227.